Sat Nam, everybody. May 5th, 2015, almost my birthday, May 7th. So I guess I'm in my Saturn period. So the full moon that we just had with the Taurus Scorpio configuration, Sun Taurus, Moon and Scorpio, was really intense, but I feel that I'm coming through it, and we're coming through it, because I just got back from an experience, and I'll say it was an experience in Hawaii, the mother, where Arita's on her way to, and it was definitely a pilgrimage to Pele. We went up to, the whole trip was, we felt very, my friend Shakima and I, my girlfriend and I, her boyfriend has a rental condo there on Kona, so it just so happened the week was open, and through a series of events, we ended up going at the same time, supposed to stay with someone else, it didn't work through. Anyway, it all kind of happened as it was meant to be, which was really beautiful. So we arrived in Kona and felt, I immediately went to jump in the ocean, which was the total healing of the feminine and the mother. And then a few days later, we made our way up to Volcano, where another friend, former yoga student at one of the retreats that I taught there, who was inspired at the retreat to create a yoga center a few years back, has now purchased the property and is building up a little retreat center up there in Volcano. So we were blessed to go over to Volcano National Park, and if anybody's been there, you stand on the edge, like a lookout station, and you look down into this huge crater, which is the mouth of the volcano, the mouth of Pele. You can't be much closer. It's like being on the moon or something with some huge moon crater. So we were actually watching the flames of the molten lava come to the surface, and a lot of times it's dormant and you can't see that. But Pele is erupting now, and I guess it's become really fiery, and people from all over are coming. And my friend told me that that the lines now to get into Volcano National Park are 4 to 6 hours to get into the park, and we just drove right in and parked. There's only a few people there. So this is the only place on the planet where you can see this, these flaming flames come up from the crater, and the mother is just waking up, and the mother was speaking to me, and I was like, oh, Pele, oh, mother, because I felt the pull and the force so strong of the Divine Mother energy, and I was asking Pele, what do you want to communicate to me? I was drawn to be here, and I'm feeling that I want to be yours. I want to be connected to you. I want to serve you. And the voice I heard from Pele was, I love my creation. My creation needs help. The Divine Feminine needs to awaken, and you are the leaders. Us on the phone call, me there and my friend, like, there are those that are awakening to the call of the Divine Feminine. But what was really so powerful about this particular visit is I felt so connected to Pele, so connected to the force of being guided by her, and so surrendered to, we had all these different plans, we're going to go see this person and did that, but every part of the, it was only a very short stay, only 8 days, just a week basically by the time we came and went on the airplane, we felt so divinely guided to stay in this kind of Pele bubble of just being in communion with the earth and communion with the mother, and it was such a strong force. And so that's what I'm really experiencing, is this Scorpio Taurus, as we know, Taurus being the mother, the earth sign, ruled by Venus, and Scorpio, the deepest water sign, the depths of the water, the depths of the flow, the depths of passion, the depths of emotion, the depths of shadow, all the depths of everything. It just seems so perfect for the volcano to be erupting and the mother to be coming up at this time and pulling us into her grasp, kind of pulling us into her force. So that's what I'm feeling, is when I feel pulled into that force of the direction of the mother giving birth to these new frequencies, to the lineage of awakening the divine feminine, from that which is from the time of Jesus, this is the awakening of the Mary Magdalene energy. That's what we were feeling since the time of Jesus, how the energy has been basically co-opted to portray women as lowly creatures, as prostitutes, as whores, as if you're sexual, if you have feelings, if you express yourself, you're bad, you're wrong. So this, what we felt is this particular flow, this is to say, we want you, all of us, to stand forward in the flow and the truth and the purity of what a woman really is. And that is the basically undoing what we need to do to heal on the planet right now, is to heal the lineage all the way back to Mary Magdalene, so that we, with our consciousness and what we're doing and the frequency that we hold, that the lineage is purified and that women can be seen as the sacred divine feminine that they are, and the planet can be healed. But this is the seed piece of that, the Bija mantra of healing the mother energies on the planet. So it's kind of erupted, shall we say, specifically to a whole new level with all the earthquakes and the lava flows and the passion. So this is a next level up of the intensity of awakening us to heal this lineage of Mary Magdalene, of the sacred divine feminine on the planet, and bring that vibration back through. So that was kind of my journey that I sort of just jumped into. And it all got arranged differently than my mind had expected, but that's what we talk about with when we can meditate and get our neutral mind connected with the divine force, the divine will of the divine mother here, what's meant to come through on the planet, then life kind of becomes a ride rather than a struggle. So it was a beautiful ride, and so I'm just getting things, working on lining things up here, and I had a successful workshop, tantric therapy workshop. And what was interesting, what happened in that workshop, what was really of interest to me, and I wasn't expecting, once we actually got into the teachings and the workshop, because it was about how to do the healing work that I work with, there's a lot of times where what we were doing is clearing the lineage, clearing the generation. So we wanted to clear our own selves of our karmic forces, shall we say, or of our imprints, and what happened is that it ended up clearing the lineage, the generational lineage, many people. It was really interesting. So there was a lot of really, really just clearing the lineage. So we were at first starting with certain imprints, to clear certain imprints, and then it became that what we were really clearing was the imprints from the lineage, from the seven generations, as Yogi Bhajan talks about. So we're going all the way back to the lineage of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. That frequency, that purity is what we're clearing back to. So if you feel heavy layers going on, keep going back, keep going back, keep clearing, keep resonating that frequency of the sacred union, the sacred divine feminine. So that's what I really think the Taurus Scorpio also is, since they're opposite signs. It's the Taurus and the Scorpio move that frequency, the sun and the moon, into the sacred union of the earth and the sun, the Venus and the radiance and the brilliance. Let's see, what else do we have here that supports that? A grand trine in the earth signs of Pluto, god of the underworld, and Black Moon Lilith, the Kundalini force. Grand trine with Mars and Taurus shaking the earth. Yes, that's been going on. Mars and Taurus. and Grand Trine Pluto, god of the underworld, trine Black Moon Lilith. So yeah, the force, the Kundalini, is coming up from the earth, and this is what this life force, this force, what the mother communicated to me, that is meant to happen right now at this time, to do nothing less than to save the planet. It's herself. So it's a time to move into our deepest soul expression and our deepest passion, and to let that merge, it's a divine merger, divine union with the earth, with the mother, with the Scorpio, with the sun, with the moon. But we're taking it to the next level. So sometimes the words are the same, but the intensity is we're all feeling. The intensity is going deeper and deeper and deeper. So we've got Jupiter and Leo. Jupiter's expansion. Leo's the sun, the lion, the heart chakra. And that's coming into square with Jupiter. So this is, again, this is letting this full force out, letting this expressive force of the creation of the heart chakra, letting it out, expanding the love on the planet for the mother at this time. So let's just kind of breathe into that. And let that go. Breathe in. And let that go. Good, good, good. And just feel from your crown chakra all the way up into your body. And feel, as we do the chant, that your seven generations and the divine feminine lineage, all the way back to Mary Magdalene, is being cleared and purified. Purified to the level of, so the vibration of woman can be seen for the purity that she is, and that it is the mother who gives birth. So to not respect a woman, as Yogi Bhajan says, is kind of going to cause destruction to the whole world. So let's see a couple things that he talks about. I just wanted to keep smiling, saying yes. Okay, so here's what he says about women. Do one favor for yourself. Never be ungrateful in a relationship to any woman. For if you do not respect the symbol, then you do not respect your clarity of consciousness. And woman is a symbol of regeneration. We call it the symbol of Adi Shakti. So that's what we're really talking about right now. And there is one other little paragraph. We're going to move into our chanting and our clearing the lineage. We're getting lots of beautiful energies coming in. Thank you, angels and guides. First, recognize the creativity of the Creator. The moment a woman recognizes and understands that she is the creativity of the Creator, confidence of the woman comes to her. So that's what we all need to realize right now. We're the creativity of the Creator. And we can feel confident and feel how Pele is working through us to purify this lineage. Beautiful. Okay. So just breathe into that. So this is a clearing for the seven generations, a clearing of imprints, a clearing of fears, a clearing of darkness, clearing of limitations, clearing of karma, things that have come before, that have come into our DNA, come in the field around us, so the planet can be purified at this time. And we're working with, let's see here, we're working with the sutra, when the time is on, start and the pressure will be off. So the mantra is Govinde Mutande. So in case anybody's feeling just a little bit of pressure with this Scorpio Taurus configuration full moon, this is the mantra for you. Govinde Mukunde. Aspects of the Divine Creator. So let's see here. Calling it up. Okay, let me get it back up. There we go.
Technical difficulties. Keep breathing, feel that energy coming in from the crown chakra. I don't know why it's not playing. It feels too soft, it feels too loud. Not cooperating. Maybe it's deployed in the mantra.
Okay, so I'm going to do Obidni Mukhandi Udade Pade and pull in on the navel center on the Hada, Hada, Hada. So I guess we were just supposed to do a different mantra. I couldn't get the other one queued up. Okay. Oh, the Hada, get into connection with your creative energy. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inhale, hold it, focus at the third eye, and exhale. Let it go, let it go. Beautiful.